the order.
You're good.
We have the application in a Word file or something?
You're on the Word file.
So, and we hit the problem with Rick Fitzwater. Well, so I fought Rick to a standstill on the EMC. And so we fought to a standstill.
All right, it's 6:02. Call the meeting to order. We all set? Please stand for the pledge.
When did we start doing the pledge on those meetings?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, first order of business is to approve the minutes of May 8th. Do I have a motion?
I make, and I'll second. And I just would like to thank Nettie for the description of the Central Hudson proposal, you know, the natural gas pipeline to the law enforcement center. That description is the best summary of what the proposal is that I've seen.
Great.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, any other discussion? I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. All right. Do we have anybody here who would like an agenda item moved up? No? Okay. Leave it alone. Okay. So first we have resolution number 236, amending capital project number 483, public safety training center to increase funding for construction, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second. Any questions? Mr. Doyle?
At this point, we're happy to entertain questions, but we've given presentations to everybody in this room, so I don't think, I mean, it's up to you whether you want a full-on presentation or you just want us to answer questions.
I guess a question, Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I guess, you know, my real question is, I mean, you know, Mr. Stephen County Executive, I think, you know, we had a conversation, you know, last night. We had a presentation. Thank you to the planning director for a very thorough discussion and description of it. But I guess, you know, do we have any new information, I guess, to share with the committee in terms of where we had questions in terms of, I mean, and if you're not ready yet or you don't have that yet.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, no, I'm just asking. I mean, like, that's partly why I'm here.
Yeah.
Partly I was already here, so I figured it's, if we're being honest. But I'm just saying, but it's just, you know, I
follow back with you. I just don't have the info. You know, we talked last night at like 9:30,
So, you know, part of, I think, what I was looking for is that, you know, what do we have for, you know, comparable, you know, building costs in other projects? I realize, meaning like, you know, what's the square footage that we should be looking at, right? I get that, you know, Orange County built a similar facility, you know, 4 years ago for $2.2 million. You know, it's also, I also understand that this site has additional challenges that they probably did not have. But, you know, at a certain point, we need to be able to break out the parts that are comparable versus the parts that aren't, so that we sort of actually get that sense of, like, there are certain characteristics with regards to this project that there are costs that are unavoidable if you choose to use this site, right? So we have to walk in understanding that. So therefore, once you sort of segment that part off, you know, what do we look like on the rest of this project? And then the last part would be probably also, what is our overall plan and strategy to how we're going to meet the delta? And, you know, beyond the obvious stuff, we're going to ask Jen Metzger for money, right?
Well, we also have an opportunity to ask the State Education Department for additional appropriation.
Yeah, but I want to see where we can maybe move past that to kind of go see. We actually mapping out all the different sources and what those dollar amounts could be.
Would it be more prudent to ask the State Education for funding to redo that building instead, the classroom area, since that's not...
We would do both, I think.
Yeah. Are they pretty generous?
So you'd have to have it included within the context of the state budget. So it would be, you know, under that guise. So as SUNY recommends for approval, it's ultimately up to the governor. It's the governor's budget that's included. Typically, projects that are recommended from SUNY, we haven't seen new projects typically cut. They do tend to look at, obviously, new facilities with more scrutiny than your typical maintenance projects. But, you know, it's an unknown. So it's certainly, you can go back and certainly funding that mechanism, but it has to be approved in the context of the state budget.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, you know, just also, just to, and I, the Deputy County Executive, I think you assured me this as well. I just wanted to make sure that the committee is also aware. I mean, there is going to be apprenticeship programs on this, correct?
Yes.
All right, so just make sure you're all aware, because I didn't actually ask that openly. I asked that privately off the phone, so that's why.
Yes, and as I said to you during that time, it is, Profex will have an apprenticeship requirement. The contract for Foremost Electric does not, because it was $66,000, and in our bid documents, we had put in a threshold of $300,000, which is much lower than anything, and it's something that was done in conjunction with the Building and Trades Council. They were aware that we were doing that, and our engineers were concerned that we were going to limit bidders on that. On the smaller contracts.
Is there any other discussion?
Do you want more? I can go
over. Should we not open that window? So I'll call the vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Okay. Resolution 238. Approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with CT Mail Associates, Engineering, Surveying, Architecture, etc. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution 239, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Profex Inc. Hear a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I will call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution number 240. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Foremost Electric Corporation.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I will call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution 241, establishing capital project number 247, flood resiliency work at the Bushkill Bridge and County Route, I shall let you read this one, 139, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Olive to perform flood resiliency work and amending the 2019 Ulster County Capital Fund budget.
Can you hand them down?
I'd like to move that.
Move it. Second?
I'll second.
Can someone kind of go over what the project is? And
sure. We've been working with the Department of Public Works and the Town of Olive with regard to this project. And what it originally started out was the county had sort of a gentleman's agreement with the Town of Olive for a inspection, to do inspection on the project. This is what they call a DRI project. It's a New York Rising project, disaster resiliency funds associated with it. And what we crafted here was an ability, if we did construction inspection, we had no property interests, and we were unable to bond it, it would have had to come out of operating. When we looked at the work that was being performed, the work is directly related to improvements and resiliency that affects the county's infrastructure, including removal of sediment under the bridge, actual placing of materials to anti-scour along the bridge, and also some work on embankments on the county road. Those were essentially abilities to essentially bond that as improvements to the county infrastructure. So what we created here was literally a force account, where essentially we're going to pay the Town of Olive to do those improvements. The Town of Olive is going, it makes up a shortfall in their grant funding. So this is an up to amount that allows us to occur. If you want to think about this in a different way. When we did the Carmine-Liberta Bridge, for those of you that were here, the town of New Paltz, the village of New Paltz, actually paid us to put the water line on there on the bridge. This is just the reverse of that kind of arrangement.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution 243, adopting and issuing a negative declaration under 6 NYCRR Part 617 of the State Environmental Quality Review Act by the Ulster County Legislature for the removal of the Mount Pleasant Bridge. Your motion?
I'll second. I have some discussion on this.
Sure.
So this is a bridge that the community is concerned to lose. They would like to preserve the bridge, but they do not have the millions of dollars that it would take to do that in a way that it wouldn't constrict the stream, and it's just not a feasible project. But people are very concerned about losing the bridge, and also the access to the stream on both sides that comes with the bridge. So we haven't yet had a chance to sit down with the town to talk about what park-like areas and access, and DEC has interest in preserving angling access. So I would like to, in conversations with the planning director, suggestion was made that we meet with officials from the town and members of the community that are concerned in the next few weeks, so that as that work gets ready to proceed, that we have a plan for the town taking up the issue of what goes in on either side, which would be town property. County owns the bridge, but the town owns the roads. Is that the way it goes, Dennis?
Yes, it's a county bridge, town road.
So the county is already lead agency, or is the town?
Yes, we made the county lead agency, I think, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
The environmental assessment form here does address the fact that it is a structure that's eligible for designation on the state historic register.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, it's a pony trust bridge.
Yeah.
But the Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation has signed off on its removal because there's no a feasible alternative.
Oh, okay.
So, as I understand
it,
is there
what they call a HERE study? They document the bridge itself, and then it's able to be removed.
So, do they take the bridge apart when they remove it?
I think in this instance, I think they have permission to drop it in the stream. I believe that that's the case. I have to confess that I didn't look at the demolition plans, but I believe that they have permission to drop it in the stream.
Well, the piers have been in the stream for all this time, so I guess the idea is it would break up and...
No, they would take it out. They would drop it in the stream and then they would take it out.
They would take it out?
Yeah.
You did that with the Carmine-Liberta Bridge.
Yeah.
And when they take it out, do they take it out in one piece? I guess I'm thinking, is there a way that... There are lands that are in buyout or moving into buyout very near there that might become park areas. I'm wondering if there would be potential for putting it in a park.
Be up to the town in terms of that right away. But the bridge itself is not the issue. It's actually getting the abutments out that are the important things here.
Dennis, the New York State Historical, they don't provide any funding at all to help its situation.
Yeah.
It would have to be the municipality that wants to keep it.
Let's be clear here. This bridge has been closed for over, 20 some years? 30 years.
Wow.
Environmental Works is 30 years.
Okay.
So it's not like the community is losing a bridge that it's using all the time.
No, it is actually using it even though it's closed.
Yeah.
That's the truth of the situation. It's been closed for that long, but
people
are all are walking across
it,
climbing
up,
over the fence, fishing from it.
It's not safe for cars or no.
No.
I haven't been there in years. Wow.
There's two benefits here. One is the removal of the bridge from a safety perspective. The other is the removal of the bridge from a hydraulic constriction perspective. So this actually reduces flood heights relative to the community. That's one of the reasons the CWC is actually paying for that removal.
So, I have to support this in terms of the impact on flooding in the area, and
right.
I think the safety point is another issue. I think that the community is right to try to preserve the stream access and to preserve the historicity of the site as much as possible. So if we can work with the town in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I think we'll have to bring CWC to the table
yes.
as well at that meeting.
Yeah, well, that would be helpful because they may, you know, I think that they will have involvement as we do those nearby stream flood buyout properties. There's a community visioning process in relationship to that that has begun a little bit at the Ashokan Stream Management Program. And Aaron Bennett presented at the last meeting, which I wasn't able to attend, but he had presented at a prior meeting in relationship to trying to provide recreational use out of those flood buyout properties.
Yeah.
And I think the hope of the people had been that somehow it might be this little area and the bridge would connect, because it makes a loop if you actually could go across there, because you've got another bridge some few hundred feet downstream. But this bridge is long gone, as Dennis is saying, and once you take the abutments out, then you have a huge project to put anything else back
yeah.
in. So I think it's just trying to get the community.
And from a crossing standpoint, the new state bridge is completely compatible with bike ped. So it's not like we're not going to be able to get across the stream if you're a bicyclist or a pedestrian.
Yeah, well, providing a little more mechanism for the community to grieve as this happens, I think, will be helpful.
How old is that bridge, do you know?
It goes back...
1934.
Wow.
My documents say here.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah.
So I keep thinking if we had done that with Perrine Bridge and Esopus, what a loss that would be. But I believe that was from early 1800s.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well, the stream has flooded in that area repeatedly. And there are retaining walls that are coming out downstream. There's this major bridge project, and I think people are over time beginning to adjust to the idea, but doing some planning to try to make it a little less painful is helpful.
Sometimes it's putting the pieces together so they can seem like a cohesive whole
mm-hmm.
makes some sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'll check in with you about that, Dennis, and maybe you'll reach out to the town.
Sure.
I'll be happy to help in any way on that.
All right, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I will call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution 244, declaring intent to act as lead agency under SECRA for capital project number 479, Ulster County Midtown Linear Park.
I'll move it.
Move it.
I'll second it.
And I'd like to have my name added, Nettie, if you would, to this and the other trail projects. When we get to them, I'll mention them.
Thank you. Yeah, the tracks have already been removed. So is this an additional project to the linear park? I mean, what phase are we in at this point?
This is the federal project to build the paved linear park.
Mm-hmm.
You had done a SECRA finding on the track removal
right.
as a segmented review. This is for the broader project, and the reason that we're calling it a type 1 action is it's next to the Sharp burial ground. And we already received a letter from the State Historic Preservation Office saying they don't view this as having an adverse impact on that.
Okay.
But we still are required to do it as a type 1 action. So we'll be circulating to all of the agencies, getting their feedback, and then coming back to you at some point in the future for a declaration.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I will call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 245, amending capital project number 459, Ashokan Rail Trail Project, to include costs for construction and engineering inspection of the Ashokan Station and Woodstock Dyke Trailheads.
I'll
motion?
Move it.
Second?
I just want to raise a concern, and that is it's been a real long time since the track committee, the Trail and Rail Advisory Committee has met, and you know, it just seems to me that projects like this should be reviewed. So I don't know what we can do about that, but actually, come to think of it, I think I might be deputy in the absence. Am I? I'll talk to Victoria about that.
Well, I think that having a meeting of the track committee is fine, but I wouldn't see it as a meeting to review this other than to get updates, which we've been receiving in committee all along. This committee and in economic development and tourism. I mean, this is a project that is clear county policy, a capital program, projects, and this is purely implementation. So,
I believe we did review this when we reviewed the Chilkoot Rail Trail. This is where the DEC was supposed to build the two trailhead parking lots.
DEP.
Or DEP, and now they're not. So we are building them. That's what this proposal is.
They're paying for it.
They're going to pay for it.
And
I
do remember that discussion.
And you voted on that. You voted on a resolution in February. That was unanimous. It was 20-0 with 3 absent. So that approved the agreement that is now funding this work.
But this is the implementation phase, and it does seem to me, I mean, I'd like to hear the public's input. Not that they can't come to these meetings, but,
you know, this has been put out to bid, and it's, we're trying to get the trail open by October.
Yeah.
And in order to do that in a timely manner, this construction needs to follow the trail. The trail is going to be done in these sections by July or August at the latest, and then they're going to roll right into doing these trailheads, and they have, you know, 2.5 to 3 months to finish those trailheads. So understand, we didn't, DP controls those lands, and there wasn't a lot of input from anybody other than DEP. We got as many parking spaces as we could and as many amenities as we could. Unfortunately, when we put it out to bid, it came in quite high. So some of the things that DEP designed that we actually like picnic benches and bike racks and stuff, we had to pull out just to get to the budget number. You know, we had $1.88 million from DEP, and we didn't want to go a penny above that. And that's why you don't have a bond resolution, because it pays for itself.
Now, this is only for 2 of the 3? Are they're going to be paying for the 3?
Yeah, this is for the one at Woodstock Dyke. Some of you know the area across from the West Hurley Post Office, kind of near Stewart's. That has been used as a fishing area. We're building 70 new parking spaces there, and then we're going to have 14 dedicated parking spaces for fishermen, and for anglers, and for hunters. At Shokan Station, we have 62 new parking spaces, and again, a dedicated area for those who have access permits. Then, once we're done with the Boyceville Bridge, which is going to be done at the end of November, the staging area that's used for that is going to be converted into the third trailhead, a temporary trailhead, and then that will be paved and made final when DEP replaces the 5-arch bridge up in Boyceville and the railroad bridge up there and realigns 28A. So they have this whole plan to take that and link it to Route 28 with a dedicated bicycle pedestrian path. And as part of that, they'll then pave what we're going to leave as a kind of a stone dust parking lot for the interim. So they are responsible for all the development, maintenance, operation of this. They're simply paying us out on these two because they couldn't get through a much more onerous procurement process than we have.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions?
Yes, this is one. Thank you.
I would love to see a picture or a design. Are they all very similar? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Are all the designs very similar? Are there any pictures of the conceptual design of the
Yeah, track? We have plans for them, and I can send on the plans to Nettie for distribution. They're being updated because we had to cut some of the things to get to budget, so I don't have the updated plans yet. I should have them within the next week to 2 weeks. The main difference is that the Woodstock dike is going to remain crushed stone surface, and the Shokin station, which DEP designed, is going to be paved. And much, much more fully developed. And they actually have put in future hookups for sewer, for when they sewer the Shokin station. So we each of these will have that, like, temporary
comfort
sanitary stations.
Cool.
But in the future, the Shokin station will be on a sewer line.
Okay.
And we can have real bathrooms there that, again, DEP will take care of. And they've been done, like, this one at Shokin is a showcase of sustainable green green infrastructure. That, I mean, one of the reasons it was so high and coming back on the bid is because DEP designed a lot of green infrastructure stormwater treatments on it.
Shokan's going to be paved. Is that pervious paving by any chance?
No, it's not.
Okay.
And that was per DEP's request.
They have
fans of pervious pavement. Like, we had proposed years ago to do the trail as pervious pavement.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
All of the stormwater will be caught and infiltrated.
I mean, pervious pavement up there could go into their water supply.
It doesn't hold up well.
It's a maintenance issue more than anything else with that. It's a wet maintenance issue.
You have so many trees around there, you'd be vacuuming it all the time. It wouldn't remain pervious very long.
Is any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution number 246, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with A. Servidone, Inc. and B. Anthony Construction Corp. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
And if you could add me to this one, Nettie, that would be great.
Construction.
And this is the same group that has been on site doing the construction all along.
Yeah, they're the ones that have done the phase two trail construction and Butternut Bridge construction, and they're about 65% done with that phase, and they've been doing a great job. And so they were the only bidder and low bidder on this next phase.
And these are in areas, everything's gone already. There's no track, the trees have been removed. It's just all set to do the paving. And
The areas where these are being built have already
been
cleared.
Prepped.
They're, we're using them for staging equipment, material storage.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
It was fixed.
Thought Ron was
going to
fix
that. Okay. Resolution number 247, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Barton and LaJudice.
LaJudice.
I'll
move it.
Please spot him or hold his chair.
Yeah, he's not over 5 feet.
He's brave. You should see him crack eggs.
Don't
worry.
Sorry,
28 dozen.
I'm
Legislator Nolan and Fabian.
Dean? Legislator Litz. And if you would
was
add
it
to
Litz
this
or
one.
Fabian?
What, it was Dean.
It was
okay.
Yeah.
Thank
yep.
you.
Thank you.
I'll come on.
Yeah, if you could.
I was looking.
That was good to sidetrack because it went
through.
Did he fix it?
Is this for the inspector?
Next time, if you wear your dance outfit when you're having to do those repairs, that would be very nice. And we can twirl the chair.
There you go. So, Herb, this is...
I got stuff down in the car. Hard hat and
all. This is inspection of the trailheads plus additional inspection of the Boyceville trestle. We needed 3 more months and closeout for that. I had hoped to pay for that originally by the bids coming in lower than they did. I thought I was going to... According to our engineers, we were supposed to make money on this, and we are just breaking even.
Mm.
Okay.
The prices of everything's going up.
Yeah, it
it really has.
That's what we're trying to tell
Hector. We are hearing from every contractor that they're just full up right now.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved.
Thank you.
Resolution number 248, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county with Gentech LTD Limited. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
I just have to say, and it doesn't have to go in the minutes,
okay,
that when I see Gentech, having been a bioethics consultant for most of my professional career, I thought it was something other than generation. I thought it was genetics. But I'm happy
to
have.
That's a different division.
Yeah, right.
That'll go to Health and Human Services.
Yeah, it was a Health and Human Services resolution. But this is a group that's apparently been taking care of our generators for a long time, and they should keep doing it.
Yep.
And they bid on it to be able to do it again, right?
Yes, this is just an amendment extending the contract at the same rates that we have been paying, so a good thing.
Great.
Has there been any thought to putting solar on these with a battery backup and then having the LP or diesel as additional?
Not.
Wait, which one is this?
This is 248.
I know, but which?
It's all our generators.
To put solar in for the.
Yeah.
I mean, there are. So, I mean, again, there are plans for that FlexTech Energy Study, which will. That's the county office building and the law enforcement center, which are our two largest.
Biggest energy users, yeah.
I mean, although the BRC ESS is probably rivaling close to this, but when that report comes back, we are looking at alternative energy sources.
Legislator Green?
I just want to say that in terms of resilience, solar with battery backup means that if there is a really serious disaster, as we saw Superstorm Sandy, where
longer term outages,
people couldn't get in and out, they ran out of diesel and so forth. The sun comes up every day, and with battery storage, it's just a very valuable and reliable backup system. So,
I
know it's expensive, but the losses we're seeing from the climate disaster are really expensive too. So, somehow, you know, hopefully we can, as soon as possible, move in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you're going to be seeing a replacement for the law enforcement roof. I don't know when, but I mean, there's. At some point, that's coming down, and I think then at that, when we're looking at that, that's an opportunity to put at least maybe rooftop solar in that area.
I've been thinking about that.
All right, any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution number 249, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county with Parrot Enterprises, Inc. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I was looking for the Parrots for Peace on this.
Just some paper.
Yeah.
That's one R.
One R. This is a pedestrian bridge.
One T.
Did you just want to go over?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So this is the construction component for the Vanderlyn Pedestrian Bridge. The county has been amazing this week getting down there for the demo. A little bit harder than we expected. So they've been doing a great job getting it out, figuring out, you know, what's going on structurally. This is the contract for the replacement for the bridge. Mm-hmm. So this will be the contractor bringing in the new bridge.
It's a good time
under
to get it done.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Under budget, yeah.
And under budget. Oh, that's
it
good
was
to
under
hear.
Budget.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Are they available to do the training
Has
center?
Something to do.
All right. Any any other discussion? Yes.
If I could say something.
Sure.
It shows the great marriage that took place between essentially some of the original discussions with respect to this bridge, and then what ended up happening with it. It's a concrete plank design bridge, and some of that discussion actually came out of our DPW bridge crew in terms of how best to do it. And then for us to take it down, modify the abutments so they can fit the concrete plank bridge is why it came in under budget.
Yeah, absolutely.
If Herb had something to do with it, there'd be a piece of the old Tappan Zee Bridge.
This one
and we could have bought that for $1.
Could we put that out in Mount Pleasant?
Too late, they're all gone.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote.
Aye.
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 Okay. I guess any opposed? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be playing with my phone. Okay. Resolution number 250, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide design and construction for management services for the installation of an accessibility ramp at the Borough's Lecture Hall.
So moved.
Second.
So this is the Jack Rose Memorial Lecture Hall that was redone in conjunction with the county and with the Dormitory Authority. This is making the front part of the lecture hall handicap accessible. So right now we're doing a ramp that's going to go out to the back parking lot. It's a parking lot that's used by faculty and staff, so that if a faculty member were handicapped and wanted to do a lecture in the front of the room, they could access the front of the room. Also providing more access for students who might be mobility impaired to get into the front of the classroom. And it's going to go right out the side entrance to provide that access component.
Any discussion? Or other discussion questions? Okay, hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Resolution 251, establishing capital project number 546 for SUNY Ulster, technology upgrade and amending the 2019-2024 capital project fund. You hear motion?
So moved.
Second.
And this is the standard technology replacement, so getting the college onto a 5-year replacement program for computers, so it's computer labs for the students, primarily some of the Hardenberg classrooms, bringing them up to date with the technology components. So this is dovetailing into the Hardenberg projects that we're also doing for the classroom renovations all at the same time.
So you have a capital project replacement plan, so no bonding or anything will be needed in the budget?
So this will be a bonding. You'll have a bonding authorization with this too, which is getting that access to the half state funding for these. But if it's in the capital improvement program.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I will call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Do we have any new business? No? Old business? How about a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Second.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out.
Good job, Laura.
Thank
Very good
you.
Job, Rick.